the burning heat of my hand. Her writhing into me caused my palm to rub against her clit, and I pressed forward, allowing her to stimulate herself. She gasped and shivered. Her eyes darkened with lust, but her brow furrowed with distress.
"What are you so afraid of, Cosita? The pain, or the pleasure?"
"What?"
she asked faintly. She stopped grinding against me, but I kept my palm pressed firmly against her pussy in a demonstration of ownership.
"Did you really not understand?"
I asked. Surely she knew the pleasure of a man's touch, even if she didn't know why her body was reacting this way to punishment. She pressed her lips together and her cheeks turned scarlet. A low, hungry growl rumbled from my chest. If she truly didn't understand, she was more innocent than I would have suspected for such a lovely woman. That innocence got me hard. I wanted to brand her with my touch, to claim her for myself and no one else.
"How innocent are you, Samantha?"
I don't like it when you touch me there," she whispered.
My desire spiked. "There? You mean your wet little pussy?" I rotated my palm against her clit and she cried out. Her wetness coated my hand, making satisfaction course through me.
"Stop," she moaned. "I don't like this."
"Liar," I accused again, slapping her labia in rebuke. She tried to close her thighs, but she couldn't resist my superior strength.
"I don't want you to touch me,"
she pleaded. Her eyes tightened with fear, and her pulse jumped at her throat. She gasped in a sharp breath, her panic claiming her again. I removed my hand from her immediately, my hand coming up to cup her cheek instead. "Look at me," I commanded. She blinked and focused on me again. "You will learn to accept my touch." To prove my point, I rubbed my thumb along her pouty lower lip. She shivered and her nipples pebbled against my chest. "You will learn to crave it."
"Please, let me go. You have to let me go."
Some of her defiant strength returned.
"You can't hurt me. My friends will find me. Do you really think the FBI won't do whatever it takes to get one of their own back?"
"My brother isn't so sure of that," I said, studying her intently. "It's my job to ensure your honesty. He wants the truth from you, and I will have the truth."
"I'm telling you the truth,"
she said desperately, her eyes clear and beseeching. "Yes," I said after a moment. "I think you are." Despite her awkward attempts to fight me, she seemed sincere. She'd said she used to be a tech analyst before recently transferring to field agent. She must be very green to be such an inexperienced fighter in a high-pressure situation.
"Then you'll let me go?"
she asked, hopeful. "No." I scowled at the very idea of releasing her. "That's my brother's decision to make. Until he does, I'm keeping you." She glowered up at me, righteous rage surfacing. She was a fierce little thing, no matter how innocent she was.
"Dex is going to find me,"
she warned.
"And if you hurt me before he gets here, he will tear you apart with his bare hands."
Something ugly stirred in my gut at the sound of another man's name on her lips. "No one will find you," I swore. "You belong to me now."
"You're insane," she flung back at me. "I don't belong to you."
I rubbed my fingers over her lips, forcing her to taste the wet desire that lingered on them. "Your pussy says otherwise," I reminded her. "You nearly came all over my hand just from a spanking. Your body knows its master. Your mind will follow." She snapped at my fingers, but I pulled away before she could bite. She really was adorable, but I couldn't allow such behavior. I settled my hand around her throat, applying just enough pressure so she was aware of my control. Her eyes went wide, and she stilled, softening on instinct as she realized she was powerless against me. "Good girl," I approved. "Don't try to bite me again, or I'll find a better use for your pretty mouth." Her lips parted in shock, and she trembled as her fear rose again. I released her throat so I could stroke my fingertips down the column of her slender neck. "Breathe,"
You spook very easily, Cosita. But you will learn to crave me. All of me. My hand. My mouth. My cock. You will accept me.
I won't.
I opened my mouth to correct her, but I was interrupted by a sharp knock on my bedroom door. I scowled. My people should know better than to interrupt me in my penthouse. Then the man called out in Spanish, letting me know Christian wanted to see me. That was the only reason anyone would dare disturb me. I didn't keep my phone on me when I was in the privacy of my own suite, because this was my time for myself. But if my brother wanted to meet with me, nothing would stop him from invading my privacy. I barked back that I would be there shortly before returning my attention to Samantha. I have business to attend to, I informed her. We will work on this later. I stared down at her, considering what to do with her. I need to get dressed. Can I trust you not to try to attack me again once my back is turned? She frowned at me and lifted her chin in defiance. I frowned back at her. I didn't like her challenging posture. Then she shivered and softened, and my frown melted into a pleased smile. Despite my displeasure with her attitude, I found her fascinating. I tucked a stray lock of copper hair behind her ear. So frightened, but so defiant, I observed. I'm going to have to restrain you, aren't I? Dark desire stirred within me at the prospect. I remembered her writhing in my cuffs, and my cock began to stiffen again. She jerked against my hold, but my fingers remained firm around her wrists. No, she defied me again. So you won't try to attack me as soon as I release you? She continued to struggle, and a cute little growl slipped between her bared teeth. I laughed, the sound feeling strange in my throat. Such an angry gatita. Maybe I should keep you in a cage. Would that tame you?
I don't need to be tamed. She shot back. I told you the truth. I'm a federal agent. You said you believe me. If you do, then you know you can't risk hurting me. My friends at the Bureau won't stop looking for me, and if you've hurt me when they find me, they won't show you any mercy. You have to let me go.
Some of my anger returned, but it wasn't directed at her. My lips twisted in distaste around my next words. That's up to my brother to decide. I hated that the decision rested with him. I'd do anything within my power to keep Samantha. Until he does, you're mine.
You keep saying that, she hissed. You're fucking crazy, you know that, right?
I pressed my palm firmly against her lips, my frown deepening to something more forbidding. You will learn to mind your language when you're speaking to me. I need to get dressed, and you need to be quiet and behave while I'm gone. How comfortable you are while I'm out attending to my business is up to you. I can gag you and cage you, or I can leave you free to move around the suite. Make your choice. Her eyes finally left mine to search the room, as though she didn't quite believe me. She needed to see it for herself so she could understand. I knew the moment she saw the iron bars beneath my bed when she sucked in a sharp breath. Her eyes widened with fear as she processed the fact that it truly was a cage, and I wouldn't hesitate to keep her in there if she continued to defy me. Choose, I demanded, my voice roughening with arousal at the thought of her cage beneath my bed, waiting for me to return and resume her training. Are you going to be a good girl for me, or am I going to have to cage you beneath my bed like a naughty gatita? My cock pressed into her belly, and she tried to shake her head as best she could with my hand pressed against her mouth. I studied her for a moment longer. As much as I liked the idea, I wouldn't cage her if she agreed to behave. I had to be consistent so she knew her behavior had consequences. Finally, I nodded and stepped back, freeing her body from mine. I kept hold of her wrists and began tugging her toward the bed.
Please, she gasped. I don't want to go in there.
I'm not going to put you in the cage, I reassured her. You've already been punished for your transgressions. I told you. I might seem harsh, but I'm fair.
So you're not going to lock me up?
I glanced back at her, smirking. I didn't say that. I directed her to sit on the bed and pressed her hands into her lap. Put your hands on your knees and keep them there. If you try to fight me again, I think you understand what the consequence will be. I finally released her, and she slowly directed her trembling hands to her knees, pressing her palms against them and locking her fingers around her kneecaps. I curled two fingers beneath her chin, applying light pressure. She had no choice but to lift her head and straighten her spine. "Shoulders back," I ordered. She complied, thrusting her small breasts out so I could admire them. "Qué bonita," I murmured, studying her creamy skin and slim frame. She was so fragile, like a porcelain doll. I released her chin, and she started to slump again. I clicked my tongue at her and lightly gripped her jaw, redirecting her to the proper position. "Stay." She shivered in response to my firm tone, and she remained in place when I released her. Perfect. I stepped away, but I didn't take my eyes off her. I didn't trust her enough for that yet. She remained locked in place, staring at me as I crossed to the chest of drawers where I kept all of my favorite kinky toys. I retrieved the items I needed, a length of chain, three small silver padlocks, and a thin black leather collar. I held them in open hands so she could see them clearly.
"I don't want that," she said breathlessly.
I paused, considering her. "Does this scare you? It won't hurt." I didn't want to leave her alone and frightened all day. I simply wanted her to feel my control while I was gone. And I needed to keep her restrained so she wouldn't try to attack me again.
"I know it won't,"
she said quickly, words spilling from her pretty lips.
"But I don't want it, not from you."
I closed the distance between us. She remained in place, but she stiffened. "Not from me? Someone else has colored you before? Maybe you're not so innocent." My stomach sank at the prospect. I'd much preferred to think of Samantha as untouched by anyone but me.
"No, he hasn't. I don't want this from you."
My ire spiked. She didn't want this from me. So she did know what the collar was, what it meant. And she'd wanted it from someone else. "You lost the right to make demands when you tried to kill me," I told her coldly. "I can't trust you not to attack as soon as my back is turned. So I'm going to chain you to my bed, where you'll wait for me like a good girl while I attend to my business."
"I don't want this," she pleaded.
"And I don't want to punish you more severely than I already have. Not so soon." She wasn't ready for my harsher methods of training yet. "This is for your own good, Samantha." I finally wrapped the collar around her throat, securing it at her nape with one of the padlocks. I then locked the chain through the ring at the front of the collar before securing the other end of the chain through an eye bolt embedded into the bedpost. A single tear slid down her cheek, shining in the morning light. I gently wiped it away with my thumb. "It's not so bad, Cosita." I traced the line of the collar. "It's very pretty on you." She closed her eyes as though she couldn't bear to look at me. I sighed, deciding it was time to leave her. She needed time to process her new situation, and I had to leave. I pulled away, but I couldn't leave her when she was trying to shut me out. "Look at me," I commanded softly. Her wet lashes fluttered open. "This is what's best for you," I told her. "While you're with me, you're my responsibility. I will take care of you, even if that means protecting you from yourself."
"You're not protecting me,"
she hissed, her ire rising once again.
"You've violated me. You've stripped me. You've spanked me."
I pressed my lips together, not caring for the picture she painted of me. "And if you knew what my brother had planned for you instead, you'd be worshipping at my feet right now and begging to be mine. But we'll get to that later. For now, know that I'm the merciful alternative."
"Rape isn't merciful."
Fury rose within me, and I struggled to swallow it down. "I haven't raped you. I won't rape you. You won't be rewarded with my cock until you beg me to fuck you."
"That will never happen,"
she said, her tone harsh with spite. My rage melted, and I considered her for a moment. "Your pretty little pussy has already wept for me. Your body craves to be touched, to be marked and owned. I think you are innocent, Samantha. You don't know what I'm capable of, what I can make you feel. Has any man ever made you come?" Her cheeks flushed crimson, and her gaze dropped to the carpet. I knew the truth. "I see," Your first real orgasm will belong to me. A light tremor raced across her skin, and it took all my careful control to stop myself from touching her again. Later, I murmured, speaking to myself more than to her. I allowed my fingers to trail through her hair, the only contact I could allow myself. If I explored her further, I'd never leave. She cringed away, helping me find the resolve to withdraw from her. She didn't look up at me again, so I stepped away and went about getting ready for my day. Leaving her chained to the bed, I went into the bathroom to take a quick shower. My cock was rock hard when I stripped off my sweatpants, but I didn't have time to see to my needs. My brother was waiting, and I wouldn't risk drawing his attention to Samantha by making him wait. I was still hard when I slung a towel around my hips and returned to the bedroom. She blinked and her gaze focused on me. Her eyes dropped from my face, trailing down my chest and abs before coming to rest on the bulge of my erection against the towel. "You can look at me," I invited. "There's nothing to be afraid of." She giggled, a shrill, maddened sound.
"Right. Nothing to be afraid of. Only the huge, scarred, scary man who's chained me to his bed."
My gut clenched, all of my pleasure turning sour. When I'd been toying with her lovely body, I'd almost forgotten about my disfigurement. "Do my scars bother you so much?" I asked roughly. "Am I so terrifying to look at?" She pressed her lips together and shuddered, refusing to look at me any longer. I growled my frustration as my lust finally cooled. I moved with swift, jerky movements as I dried off and pulled on my suit. She didn't so much as glance in my direction. I didn't look at her either. It made something ache in my chest to see her disgust. But when I reached the bedroom door, I couldn't help turning back for one last look. She sat exactly as I'd left her, back straight, chin up, breasts thrust out on display. My lips tilted with renewed pleasure. "Good girl." I had one sweet moment to register her shocked expression before I closed the door behind me. Another chuckle rumbled from my chest, the sound strange from disuse. I quickened my pace to leave my penthouse. The sooner I finished with my meeting, the sooner I could return to her. No matter what Christian said, I was going to keep her. Samantha was mine.
If you enjoyed this audiobook, let us know. Take a quick moment to rate and review it on Audible, so we know we're bringing you audiobooks you'll love.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.